It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a call, a shot, score!
What a hit by the Butcher!
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey, powered by TuneIn. Here's Alexis Downey.
Saturday night hockey at Honda Center, an important matchup for this Anaheim Ducks team with Pacific Division standing implications as the Vegas Golden Knights pay a visit to Orange Country for the first time this season. Welcome in to the pregame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey. We'll get to hear from Emerson Needham soon, and then you'll get to hear from the voice of the Ducks, Steve Carroll, as we get closer to puck drop. The Ducks are still sitting at the top of the Pacific Division with a 13-7-1 record. That's 27 points on their season, and Vegas is right behind them with a 10-4-6 record, 26 points for the Golden Knights. Now, it's been 2 weeks since the first time these two teams saw each other this season. Anaheim taking the first win at T-Mobile Arena in overtime, a game-winning goal by Jacob Trouba. The final score there, 4-3. And we're past the halfway point of this homestand with this game tonight, this being game number 4 of 6. The Ducks are coming off a 3-2 loss to the Ottawa Senators on the second half of a back-to-back on Thursday night. They went 0-2 on the power play against one of the worst penalty kills in the league, so struggling on that end. And Beckett Seneca had his 7th goal of the season. Mason McTavish also had a goal in that game for the Ducks, his 4th of the season, which was assisted by Chris Kreider in his 900th career NHL game. It was disappointing that the Ducks weren't able to come away with any points as it was tied late into the third period against the Senators. Also, we saw a strong forecheck from Anaheim in the last period. One of those games, though, that you have to imagine they won't forget, and they will give them a little bit of extra momentum into this one here tonight. So as for the Ducks lineup, couple changes, and we did see these changes in the end of last game. The top line tonight, Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, and Beckett Seneca. Second line, that means it's Chris Kreider with Mason McTavish and Troy Terry. The bottom two lines will remain the same, and as for the D pairings, we'll see Pavel Mintikov come back into the lineup. Ian Moore will be out in this game with Pavel Mintikov coming back in, and Lukáš Dostál gets the start in net. As for the Golden Knights, we've been talking about how good they are this season as well. They continue to be led by Jack Eichel and Mitch Marner points-wise. Each of them have over 20 points on their seasons. Eichel is coming off a 3-point game in the Golden Knights' win over Utah on Thursday night. This morning after morning skate, I had the chance to catch up with Mason McTavish to talk about his recent play. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Last game, playing against your hometown team, you extended now 3 points in the last two games. But for you, you know, you ended up playing with Kreider and Terry a little bit later on in the game. What did you like about being alongside those two?
I think we all like to hold the puck, you know, especially in the offensive zone, and you know, really play with possession and read off each other. But you know what? There's so many good players here, and it's easy to play with everybody. So, but yeah, I think just the biggest thing is that I noticed was they really, like, you know, control the puck a lot, and really like to possess it in the O-zone, and so do I. So I think it should be a good fit.
As far as your play, last game getting that goal, does that kind of give you a little bit more confidence with the way, you know, your ice time has been recently?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I think there's obviously, it's a very long season, and you know, there's naturally going to be some ups and downs, and I think you just got to try to ride the highs as long as you can and try to get out of the lows as fast as possible. And, you know, the last, you know, couple games, especially that road trip, wasn't great for me. So, you know, it's nice to come back home and play some better hockey.
What has the coaching staff shared with you recently on where you're at?
Just try not to overthink and just try to, you know, play my game and use my instincts when I'm out there, and you know, just keep moving my feet and obviously take you know, less penalties too.
As far as this game tonight against Vegas, a team that you guys just saw, you know, 2 weeks ago, what is the biggest piece of, or importance rather, coming into this one?
I think it's you know, a huge game for us. I think it's I think if they win, it's they're first, or we win, we're in first. So obviously, it's a big game, and you know, we haven't really had many of these since I've been here. So you know, the group's really, really excited for the challenge today, and we're really looking forward to it.
Great to catch up with Mason McTavish this morning to chat a bit more about what we just heard from him. We bring in Emerson Edom now. Emmer, the energy in this building, you can already feel it. It's really exciting. How are you feeling about this Saturday night game so far?
Oh, it's Vegas, right? I am all jazzed up. I'm electric, AD. I really am. I usually don't wait this long to have my afternoon coffee, but I pushed it back. I am absolutely buzzing right now. I can't wait to get started.
Well, I'm feeling that energy, too, and I think our fans are as well. The building is very full already as warm-ups are underway. But let's talk about what we just heard from McTavish. You got to hear him say that, you know, the coaching staff's messaging to him has been that they want him to think less and use his instincts. So do you think we saw a little bit more of that last game?
Oh, 100%. And even that assist two games ago with Stromer there, right? That slap pass, the near side, Tim going upper shelf on the short side. That was an unbelievable play. It was a heads-up play, right? Just not recklessly throwing it into no man's land. No, getting your head up. Stromer with a great job getting that dead spot on the near side. And just what a beauty of a look. What a beauty of a tip. But that's that high-level thing he's been playing with. And I just think, yeah, I think that goes with thinking less for sure. That's just getting your head up and taking the highest percentage play. And that's what he's got to continue to do. So he got two assists in that Boston game. Comes back and gets a big-time goal. And how about last game? Four shots on goal. And only 1,446 of total on ice, right? The game before, he had 1,727. So that was less time and almost more impactful. And it just goes to show, he's not worried about, you know, how much total on ice he's getting. He wants to make every shift count. And yeah, he's been really effective over the last two games. And his presence, right, his ability to rise when he knows more is expected of him with his talks with the coaching staff, he rises to the occasion as he's done the past two tilts. So he's just going to have another solid effort here tonight. The Anaheim Ducks team, they need that from him.
Mason McTavish playing alongside Chris Kreider and Troy Terry. Thank you, Emerson. We'll hear from you a little bit later on. Warm-ups underway. It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Night as well. So thank you to all who keep us safe as well. So we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll get to hear the latest on Duckstream. It's a good one with some of the Ducks players.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera Park radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera Park radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Show Ducks and Golden Knights Saturday Night Hockey at Honda Center. Recently, Emerson sat down with a couple of the Ducks players for a new episode of the Players Lounge. They were just checking in, we'll say. Lukáš Dostál, Peter Mrázek, and Radko Gudas joined Emerson to talk all about their country pride as well as the relationship off the ice. Let's take a listen to that.
One of our last segments, I'm going to do a little, it seems like all three of you know your country very well, well-versed individuals here. I'm going to try to throw you off. We're going to play a little trivia.
Ooh,
a little Czech trivia. Mm-hmm. We'll add up the points after the game, we're going on. 10 questions.
I'm out.
Woody's going to be the best.
In Jeopardy fashion, but instead of the little button that the contestants click, you're going to give me a quack.
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 If you know the answer, just give me quack.
Quack.
Okay, right away. The first to say quack, I'll call on you.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. All right.
I'm going to be... Right.
Question number one. Get your quackers ready here.
Quack.
Which year marks the peaceful split of Czechoslovakia into the Czech Republic and Slovakia, known as the Velvet Divorce? What year?
89.
You didn't say quack.
Hold on. He said quack.
89.
No, that was something different.
Velvet Revolution.
It's the divorce.
Velvet Revolution.
No. Hold on. This
Velvet
is the
Revolution.
Divorce.
No.
It's the divorce.
You Velvet Revolution.
Hey, wait your turn.
Hey, you went to quack.
He said Velvet Revolution.
Okay.
93.
Oh. You said Velvet Revolution.
Thank you very much.
I didn't say no. Velvet Divorce.
Yes.
Divorce. I thought Revolution.
No.
Okay, fair.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I got to mark this down.
Mark this down.
Okay, Peter. Wow.
Let's go.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Come on, boys.
Okay, Peter with one. Question number two. Which Czech brand is known worldwide for brewing the original Pilsner style
Guac.
Beer?
Pilsner.
But there's a second one. It's Pilsner something. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, you were too quiet.
I know. I was just enjoying the question.
The best you were thinking about your beer.
Goods can taste it as I was answering that or laying out that question. Number three. In which city will you find the historic Škoda Auto headquarters and museum?
Guac.
No, hold on. I think that was good.
Boleslav? Mladá Boleslav?
Yes. Okay. All right, so nice. We got Peter with two, Goods with one. Dosti still looking to get on the board here.
Yeah, you screwed me.
No.
I was 100% sure. I was 100% sure on the first one.
You gotta listen.
Okay, number four. Which major Czech energy company, founded in 92, is the country's largest electricity producer?
Fuck.
Chess.
Yes, Chess Group.
Wow.
From Ostrava.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
All right.
We had a chess on the board. Arena hockey.
Dosti's on the board. That's going to feel good, Dosti. All right. Number five. Who became the first directly elected president of Czech Republic in 2013?
Quack. Oh, 2013?
Yeah.
Quack. Klaus?
No, 2013.
No.
Zeman.
Yes.
Zeman. Thank you.
Milos Zeman.
Milos Zeman.
Wow. Okay, Peter.
Klaus? 1996, or whatever.
Probably the worst one we had.
Number six.
1940.
In what year did the Czech Republic officially adopt its shortened name, Czechia, for international use?
Quack.
Yep.
23.
No. Way earlier. This is earlier than I even...
18?
No.
Czechia?
Well, you got the quack, Nosey.
I'll try 20.
No, way earlier than that, then.
What? Czechia? Really?
Okay. No points given. It was 2016.
Wow. Really? It's 9 years already?
That's crazy.
I wonder how is it that, because like at the World Cup, we were Czech Republic still.
Yeah, we were all the time
maybe
Czech
it was
Republic.
A low key, maybe like a slow enrollment.
Maybe that's why they did it. They just low key changed it already.
Yeah.
And legit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, it's official already.
Yeah.
After the year.
Because 2017 World was still Czech Republic. Remember the jerseys?
18,
with the,
everything was.
I thought that was early too.
Yeah.
Which major global sporting event did Prague bid for but ultimately not host, with planning discussions active in the 2000s? So what major global sporting event
Quack.
Did Prague
Soccer.
Bid for?
Nope. Quack. Olympics?
Yeah. Boom. Dosti. The Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
So, Summer Olympics. They try for it.
Where would that be? In Brno?
It says discussions active in 2000. I know 10,000 or 2000 was Sydney. So, okay, question number 8.
What's the points here?
Oh.
Okay, four
Peter
to one.
Wants to know where we're at. Okay, Peter with 3, Dosti with 2, Goods with 1.
Ooh.
That's the latest episode of the Players Lounge. You can tell it's a good one. Don't miss out on it. Listen to it wherever you get your podcast. Also, you can watch it on the Victory Plus app. We will be right back.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your helpful Honda dealers. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines are on clearance. Plus, see big savings on the full Honda line, like financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new 2025 Ridgeline. Don't miss Happy Honda Days. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 1/5/26.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
For tonight's player spotlight, we're going to talk about the rookie number 45, Beckett Seneca. The first time this season, he's been elevated to the top line. Really impressive for the young rookie playing in his 22nd NHL game. And currently, Beckett is tied for first in scoring in the NHL among rookies with 15 points this season. He's tied with Matthew Schaefer and Ivan Dimidov as well. And Beckett is also tied for the goals lead in rookies as he has 7 along with Matthew Schaefer. And he's tied for third in assist as he has 8. So he is amongst the talk for the Calder Trophy as well. With that being said, we know that he's a producer. And to go from juniors to the NHL and have this early production speaks to the very bright future that he has. We've seen him get more comfortable as time has gone on and use his body some more. He's also using his speed. That's always been on display, and especially when he's playing alongside Cutter and Mason, which it's not the case here tonight. A little different on that end. We'll talk about that in just a second, but I'm looking forward to seeing him playing with Leo Carlson and Cutter Gauthier. The three of them finished last game together, as I mentioned just a little bit ago. And for those that were skeptical of his full-time NHL plan, I think that he's proven that he's doing just fine. GM Pat Verbeek sharing with us that when they looked at the testing, he just knew that he could modify Beckett's plan, and that's exactly what we're seeing, a modified quote-unquote Leo plan for Beckett as he's played in every game this season. And he did net a goal last game. as I mentioned, to extend his point streak to 3 games now. He also scored in 7 of the Ducks' 9 home games this season. So, again, something about this building for some of these Ducks players. Enjoying this home ice advantage. So we're going to step aside one more time now. When we come back, Steven Emerson will join me to get ready for Puck Drop.
This December will bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy 2 brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Game show. Thank you for being with us on this Saturday evening. We're going to welcome Emerson back and now welcome in for the first time tonight, Steve Carroll. Guys, looking forward to this matchup tonight. It's going to be a good one, another Pacific Division matchup, but with standing implications on the line. So, Steve, we are past the halfway point of this homestand. What are your thoughts on how the team has rallied in the building?
Okay, before I get my answer there, could you save that tape of Emerson Edom's show, because I didn't really catch anything that I was trying to get in my mind. I was kind of confused. And by the way, you have to talk about your orange shoes that we saw in the locker room today. Maybe that's for later during the intermission. I think the team...
We will talk about those. Don't worry. You want me to mention them? We'll talk about them during the first period. How about that?
That sounds great. All right. Meanwhile, the team has been playing some good hockey. It's disappointing. I think that they fell a little short against Ottawa. Thought Ottawa played a pretty decent game. But this team, to me, Alexis, is gaining more and more confidence. Every time you go out there and win, I don't care who it's against, whether it be on the road or here at home, positive vibes happen. And I think this team is very close to winning a lot more hockey games as we go along in the season. We're playing some at home during this homestand, so you want to get all the points that you can. On the road, this team's been decent. So when you look at 2 or 3 games, 9 of their last 13 games, 11 of the last 16 in the win column, something good is happening, and I think a lot of it is just the chemistry, the combinations up front, the defensive play, and, of course, the goaltending put aside by our great coaching staff. And it's all coming together early in the season.
Well, it also could be the chemistry off the ice, as we know that Jacob Trouba and Chris Kreider arrived to tonight's game, both wearing the duck clogs that Steve is talking about. I also do have a pair, so yeah, I guess we are going to talk about them a little bit right now. But yeah, the guys, that chemistry off the ice, you see it. They love the clogs together, and they like to ride to the games together, too, as neighbors. So the Ducks, another big test here tonight, Emerson, and that changes a little bit with the lineup. Pavel Mintikov coming back in. Ian Moore is taking a seat with him coming back in. So do you think that there's some extra pressure for Pavel regarding this situation tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know about extra, but definitely there is pressure, right? You know that it's between yourself or Ian Moore just based off of the flip-flop in itself, right? Both of them playing with Radko Gudas, so there's that measurement in itself. It's like, you know what type of game Radko's going to bring. You know the steadiness, the hunger, the relentlessness, the physicality. And so whoever really complements the Butcher the best, and whoever really excels within their own confines on, or at least partnered with Radko. But if you just look at Minty in this season, he's got 3 assists. He hasn't been able to tuck one yet. And that's not maybe the issue, but we remember back to his first season, right? The first quarter of his first season, I mean, he was in the discussion for the Calder Trophy, of course, rewarded to the Rookie of the Year. And look, he hasn't had the at least talk, right, or been to that level of discussion with any particular year. So I really look forward for him to continue to play solid. Look, he's been playing steady. He's been making great plays. I continue to refer back to that play there in Colorado where his hands were tied up. He was getting squeezed off, and he kicked it out to the middle support in the defensive end for a nice exit. So, look, I see bits and pieces of really steady play, hard play. It really, it just boils down to Ian Moore's playing fantastic hockey. I think Pavel Mintikov is playing, for the most part, pretty darn good hockey, and it's just a more competitive team. It's a deeper team, whether it's the forwards. We're talking about the defensemen. Same case there. And even for the goaltending, it's competitive everywhere. And, the tough decisions are going to have to be made.
Well, Emerson, as we look at our opponent in this game here tonight, you know, it's only been 2 weeks since the Ducks saw Vegas, and it will be continues to be a pivotal matchup once again. What do the Ducks need to watch for tonight with this Golden Knights team?
Yeah, look, the Golden Knights, they pose a lot of threats. And one guy I look to who continues to up his game, and that's Pavel Dorofeev. He's a guy in which, look, he's over a half a goal a game, and he's just a guy who shoots a ton, and he gets to those dead spots. He gets right down Main Street, top of the circles, high slot area, and they will be looking to feed him all game long. Another guy that really comes to mind as far as being a in-your-face, a big-time, in-the-blue-paint area type of player, Tomas Hertl. We know the damage he can do behind the net. He likes those low plays. He doesn't lose many 50 puck battles behind the goal line in the offensive zone, behind the net. And they can make such quick plays. I just look back to that game where Wild Bill, of course, Duck fans know him from his short stint here, but William Karlsson, you know, he just goes behind that goal line, makes magic happen. So anything around that 15-square-foot area around the net front, the Ducks got to be extremely careful, box out, sticks on the ice, heads on the swivel, and make sure they're getting their clears.
Lukasz Dostal, the starter in net tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. Ducks and Golden Knights coming up here shortly. Steven Emerson will have the call for you on the other side of this commercial break. Thank you for joining us on your Saturday night for the pregame show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.